crazy talk.
Not only will they finish higher than the Astros, they'll finish higher than the Cardinals.
Get the fierce come on, Bob.
Back and forth.
All right. Cross your arms. All right, I'll dance, I guess.
All right. Go, crew.
Look at those
songs. Bob loves the Brewers.
Another cut.
Because they're going to finish second in the Central.
All right. You're right.
Good times.
You talked me into it.
See, wouldn't the world be better if polka music would just already, break out more often?
We need more sauerkraut.
Get a nice hot dog race going?
Maybe.
Hit him with a bat?
What?
So you think my prediction might be a little off there?
I was waiting for the bit that was soon to follow, no doubt, that you guys had weaved together so nicely, but...
I didn't hear the AL Central. Did we look out for Klee?
Hey, we said it... The day they hired Doug Melvin, we said that they were closer to a World Series than the Rangers immediately.
Well, and then to help Doug Melvin's cause, they've slashed their payroll in half every year since.
Got good players. Got good players in return. Lyle Overbay, Junior Spivey, they'll help them win games this year.
And I love Doug Melvin, but they got him singing the company tune.
Well, yeah, I know we're not spending it on payroll, but we're putting it all on our minor league players.
And that?
I mean, our major league payroll is only like $25 million, but...
And that?
We got some highly paid minor leaguers now.
And that?
You saw the real sports. You saw Bud Selig hose the state of Wisconsin.
Oh, he is. And he's going to probably pay for it.
And then put the team up for sale.
And that?
But then... That's no effect on what Doug Melvin's going to do by finding players and making trades.
I love Doug Melvin.
Being a general manager.
And he did throw down some at-bats with the hard line last couple weeks ago.
Well, he did, didn't he? You know, the whole time he was here, I never noticed that about him.
Email Dan, can you wish my friend Raymond and Cindy a happy 13th anniversary? He's a big big P1. His wife is really hot. Baby arm. Also, this one, subject line, hi, I'm Becky. I'm a 36 triple D. She writes,
well,
Bob and Dan.
Friend, let's see
hi, I'm Becky. I'm a 36 triple D. Can you announce a happy birthday to my boyfriend, Chad Culler, from the Bedford Post Office? He told me this is all he wants for his birthday. I would be the greatest girlfriend if you could. He gets so excited when Bob busts out with soccer talk.
Hey, soccer.
But that's not the only time he gets excited.
We went to ticket stock on Valentine's Day 2003. We've been together since March 97. I still do not have a ring. Please put pressure on the man.
Don't
think
I'd hold my breath.
Becky.
He's getting that milk for free.
What kind of weight do we have to go with those 36?
Apparently there's a lot of milk
these, I wonder.
There, Grego.
She didn't list her weight.
Yeah, that'd be good. I mean, it's one thing to have... I think
she's
got
36, me to open the
36
email.
Triple D's, but if you've got the 36 triple D ass to match,
I think
that's
a little
not
bit
good.
Of data we need to know, right?
Dan isn't worried about that.
You know, there's nothing wrong with a little heft, Bob. And if we're sitting there looking at girls on Radio Row that we're just not going to get anyway, why can't I just go after
he's
a couple
like,
of chunky ones?
He's like, wow, look at that. I'm like, dude, what's wrong with you, man?
Yeah, but you should have seen it.
Like if she's
like
overweight.
Bob is so picky when we're talking about girls
like
that we're not really going to get anywhere.
If she's overweight, dude, everything's going to be overweight.
What's wrong with that, dude?
Well, a little heft is not necessarily such a bad thing.
Sometimes I get in the rut.
How much to shave your eyebrows?
You don't have enough.
We'll buy
will you do
knife?
It for 100
well, you probably have enough.
Throw
you
out
won't
a figure.
Give it to me.
We'll buy,
a, out a figure.
We'll buy you a set of drums.
$10,000.
New SUV.
Burt Blylevin is 53.
Well, seriously, how many?
They
how
sure
much?
Grew back quickly, didn't they?
That's serious.
Doesn't AJ have eyebrows now?
Yeah, he does. Do they grow back that fast when you shave them?
I've heard they never do.
Meadow penciled them in.
Brett Boone is 35.
Burt Blylevin, by the way, a former Ranger great.
And borderline Hall of Famer.
And he also wore the headdress for quite some time.
And also gave up more home runs than pretty much anybody ever.
I can't remember what
look
year.
Look at Hall of Fame pitchers.
A lot of strikeouts. Lost a lot of 1-0 games.
Look at the Hall of Fame. The Hall of Fame pitchers that have given up home runs. And look at the home run hitters that have struck out a lot.
Good point.
To trade off.
Randall Godfrey is 31.
You know, it is a talking sport.
Olaf Kolzig is 34.
Worse than Burt Blylevin. And not by just a little bit.
Sterling Sharp is 39.
NASCAR.
Bob?
You gonna spare him, Sterling Sharpe?
You gonna bag on a Packer?
Bear!
Sterling Sharpe
God,
with a spare?
I thought this would be an occasion to get out the Hunter Orange.
He's a nice player. But
a nice player?
But a mean person.
What about the cheesehead?
Yeah, come on, wave the cheese.
What about
Maybe
the Lambeau Leaf?
When he was playing, he was about the best receiver in the game.
Go, Pack, go!
God, boy, what an addition of Why Today Doesn't Suck this is.
Ivan Dixon is 73.
Hogan's hero.
He's turned on both the Packers and the Brewers today.
I just turned on Bud Selig. I didn't turn on the Brewers.
And the Burn. Now he's claiming he doesn't even want Burn guests on.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Like Keith Furphy.
You may have to go away for a while. Get your head right with ball.
Stop making up names.
That's not a made-up name.
No, it's not.
Neither is Kai Hoscovy. Or Bernie James.
Right, or George Espinosa.
Merle Haggard is 67. Oh, wow.
Ooh, we're ready
Talk
for
about
this,
overweight.
Weren't we?
All right.
That is nothing but pure country genius right there.
Good. I hear people talking bad.
Dave, you know the words? Says here he had 38 number one hits.
I would figure he had more than that.
For a gun rack. Driving about the way things ought to be.
Crazy about my Ford truck.
You ever play this, Ron?
No, I never played this.
They believe in.
This is genius.
Isn't this what the Stars play after they win?
No. Kangaroo.
This is when country was country.
Name another Merle Haggard song, though, and I'll bet you I played it somewhere along the line.
Why can't we get drunk and screw?
Freebird.
What all you have? You ever played this?
Probably. What is it?
Swinging doors.
Oh, swinging doors, a jukebox, and a tire tool? Good God.
This
Let me count the time.
This old smoke-filled bar is something I'm not used to.
It's like hee-haw.
I gave up my home to keep that.
You notice how Dave doesn't admit he can sing these songs anymore?
To let you know how I was doing. It's not much, but I feel welcome here inside.
Here we go, Bob. Sing along.
And I've got swinging doors, a jukebox, and a bar stool.
Get that mic on, Dave.
And my new home has...
Come on, Danny, sing. You're the best country singer we've got.
Come on, Danny. Get on that mic. This is all you.
I'd sing, Danny.
You know any words?
Well, heck yeah, he knows the words.
Cause I'm always here at home till closing time.
It's country, isn't it?
Country, love.
Country.
Well, they're kicking us out of here.
This is where you do-si-do. Mary Lou Henner is 52. Barry Levinson is 62.
Oh,
John,
Nardo. Elaine Nardo.
Mary Lou Henner, 52.
John Ratzenberger is 57. Billy D. Williams is 67.
Lando.
More Merle.
Retired. Happy birthday, Lando.
More Merle. Play another one, Psycho.
We got to go.
No, we don't. We got time for one more Merle song.
And here's Gribble. Let's see who wins this argument.
Hey, yeah.
Gribble or the Harvey?
I'm already waving the white flag.
Hey, it's Bacon Charge Guy.
Thank
hey,
you.
Bacon Charge Guy.
All right, here we
guy.
Go, Danny.
Each night I'd leave the barroom when it's over.
Come on, Rhines, help me out.
Not feeling any pain at closing in time.
You can't tell me you don't like this kind of country, Bob.
But tonight, your memory
I'm not sure I've ever been exposed to it.
Much too sober. I can't drink enough to get you off my mind.
This is not hockey warm-up music.
No.
Tonight, the bottle let me down.
Oh,
and let your memory come around. The one true friend I thought I'd found.
Country.
Tonight, the bottle let me down.
on, Bob. Sing it.
I don't know it.
It's Bob on guitar.
Slide guitar.
That's impressive.
And he's just wearing the sock, like, please, take it, Dan. Dan on the Fender telly. Ryan's on the drum. Here's Grego.
I've always had a bottle I could turn to.
Do you want to do spares or
every day.
All right, Tyler.
Moon, 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 moon.